Hello and welcome to the Social Media Daily News Roundup. My name is Jade Housted and here are today's trending social media headlines. Facebook and Google face tighter rules in Australia as ACCC releases report. Social media influence gets you nowhere with this LA ice cream truck. Twitter will show you highlights of the 2020 Olympics as part of its new broadcast agreement. Facebook co-founder Chris Hughes is reportedly talking to the US government about how to break up Facebook. And Facebook advertisers continue to shift ad spending to Instagram stories. Facebook and Google face tighter rules in Australia as ACCC releases report, The Guardian. Facebook and Google face new regulation of their advertising products and the algorithm that determines what appears in users' newsfeed and in search results. The final report from the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission on its 18-month inquiry into the impact of Google, Facebook and other platforms in Australia was released by the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, and the Commissioner's Minister, Paul Fletcher, on Friday. The report makes 23 recommendations to force more regulation on Google and Facebook to improve media competition. Social media influence gets you nowhere with this LA ice cream truck, Social Media Today. Instagram influencers have become masters in the art of quid pro quo and generally know how to get free goods and services in exchange for featuring a brand on their Instagram page. But what is it worth to that brand or business owner? Joe Nicky doesn't think so. In fact, the Los Angeles-based owner of CVT Soft Serve, a vintage ice cream truck, has had enough of supposed influencers asking for freebies in exchange for a snap. After endless and denied requests for free ice cream in exchange for exposure, he figured it was time to clarify his company's stance. Head to Social Day's Twitter feed or socialday.live to see the Instagram post. Twitter will show highlights of the 2020 Olympics as part of the new broadcast agreement, Social Media Today. While Twitter's live streaming efforts haven't helped boost the platform as it might have initially hoped, they have showed some promising signs and have helped underline the platform's position as a key aggregator of real-time news and insights. And they might be in for a boost. According to the New York Times, Twitter has signed a new agreement with NBC to broadcast limited coverage of the 2020 Olympics, which will help Twitter become more of a hub for associated discussion and sharing. Facebook co-founder Chris Hughes is reportedly talking to the US government about how to break up Facebook, Business Insider. Chris Hughes, the Facebook co-founder turned outspoken critic of the social network, is in conversations with the US regulators about breaking up the tech company. The New York Times reported on Thursday that Hughes, who left Facebook in 2007, has met with the Federal Trade Commission, US Department of Justice and unspecified state attorneys general over the past few weeks to discuss antitrust action alongside two other prominent antitrust proponents, Tim Wu and Scott Hemphill. Facebook advertisers continue to shift ad spending to Instagram stories. These are still the dominant ad placement within Facebook, but ad buyers say they're seeing more of a shift to stories, and in particular, Instagram stories over the last year. The increased interest in stories comes from a more consumer adoption and the benefits in cheaper pricing, depending on the targeting and region, buyers said. Indeed, during Facebook's first quarter of 2019 earnings call on April 24th, CEO Mark Zuckerberg said that 500,000 people every month were using stories across Facebook, Instagram and Messenger, and COO Sheryl Sandberg revealed 3 million advertisers were buying stories. To read more on today's trending stories, visit socialday.live. Thank you for listening to today's Social Media Daily News Roundup with your host, Jade Housted. Don't forget, you can keep up to date by subscribing via Alexa. Also, did you know that Social Day has its own Facebook group called the Social Media Hive? Check us out!